Hi, and welcome to the Go to Grow podcast with your fellow nature lovers at orchardsnearme.com. We share a passion for living life outdoors. Whether it's easy, mindful exercises or foraging for foods we love, we will share all of our thoughts with you. We hope that you're inspired to create your own journeys along the way. And if you like what you hear, feel free to share with friends and family. This week, I'm going to tell you a few of the reasons why I choose foraging as a path for life. For those of you who have a curious mind but are often jumping from one idea to the next, then foraging might be just for you. I have a tendency to plough through life as if it's one long episode of Back to the Future, going from place to place, idea to idea, job to job, and always trying to solve an insolvable issue as I go along. Can you guess which star sign I am? An Aquarius. Yes, this is me. There is rarely a moment when my mind isn't racing to grab the next opportunity. When I was introduced to foraging by my mother and my grandfather, I thought that it was a thing that every child did when they were growing up, just like picking blackberries on an autumn's day. I asked my friends, "Do you pick periwinkles and mushrooms too?" And sometimes the answer was no. So my mission was to forage with the masses. For me, life has always been one great foraging adventure. I seek the wildness in the mundane. I approach business like an arts and crafts project, and I never consider myself an innovator, but I grew to love innovation. When I was very young, my mother would tell us stories about how Dad would try to invent the next big thing. He would write his big idea on an A4 piece of paper, put it into a briefcase, and stroll up to the bank to get the funding he needed to take over the world. It is safe to say that the banks needed more than one sheet of A4 paper. However, this approach to entrepreneurship and ideas stayed with me. If you have a passion for something, then give it a try. Determination and effort were two concepts that seemed to come naturally. I'm not afraid of hard work, and being Irish helps a bit, I think. As a culture, we always feel like the underdog, forcing us to reimagine possibilities. However, these two traits don't necessarily lead to success. Focus was always a struggle for me. No sooner would I have one project completed than I'd be on to the next, not even staying to find out the results and listen to the feedback. Hell no, that was yesterday's news. What's happening tomorrow? That's all I wanted to know, and I got a bit of slack for this. Although many of my ideas would work for a client, I was bored when they wanted a report or even asked how they could repeat the process. For me, the success of an idea is as much about the energy as the implementation. And once that energy is burned through, it is difficult to articulate the sense of urgency and opportunity it created at one time. Ask me to think of the future and I am buzzing. Looking back at the past isn't always necessary, as long as you can learn from your mistakes. Now, when people say that I need to focus on one thing, I ask them why. The usual answer is that you can accomplish more if you focus on one thing and keep working hard on it. Foraging would be quite frustrating for somebody who basks in consistency, as one day you find something and the next day it's gone. I say everybody is different when it comes to their approach to productivity. Don't try to conform, don't change just because somebody wants you to, and don't give in to preordained situations. Keep transforming and keep asking questions. This is the buzz, the drive and the passion that will allow you to live wholly. This is why foraging is a perfect match for me and others. Once the mushroom season is over, I am forced to rethink my surroundings, reimagine the landscapes, study new herbs, plants and trees. Nature wants you to focus for a period of time, but doesn't feel it is necessary to sit at a desk 4 to 5 hours a week. Nature asks you to discover, to seek, to explore and to wonder about the spaces around you. I just wanted to put this out there for any creatives that struggle to stay focused. You don't have to be doing the same thing. Find a way to use your creative energy and you will find success. Find something where you are forced to reimagine the possible outcomes and you will learn to love what you do. To learn more about our foraging adventures, you can get in touch with us or contact me directly at lisa@orchardsnearme.com. Happy foraging, guys!